Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Appella author has a new book out. Let's go in-depth with Jean DeVries, author of Bestow on Us Your Grace. Well, Jean, you've finished your first novel. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
So, yeah, you've got a big smile on your face. Do you have really enjoyed the entire process?
I have. You know, it's been a new journey for me. I've never published a book before, so this is, it's just kind of an adventure, and I've really enjoyed doing something new with my writing, and it's been a challenge, but it's also been a lot of fun.
Have you always written?
I've written since I was fairly young. I started as a child, you know, writing things for school, and that went well and continued a little bit in high school, but really picked it back up in college at Dort College. And then life sort of took me on its own little journey, and I didn't really start writing until my second daughter was born about 8 years ago, and I started staying home full time. Needed an outlet, creative outlet, so began writing again in my spare time at home and got a couple books now, so that's kind of fun.
All right, and this is the first one that you've published? Are you going to go back and publish the first one?
Or
was that just sort of a, you know, just try it out?
That is a good question. I'm not sure if I'll publish that first one. I've thought about it. So we'll have to see sort of how I feel about that one. So I did write that first one, and that was good to get that under my belt. Then I wrote Bestow on Us Your Grace, which is my novel here being published, and loved that one and have written a sequel to it. And I have a third one sort of in the outline stages, but I haven't fleshed it out yet. So that'll be another step.
Wow, you've already finished the second?
Yes.
So you've got a trilogy?
I've got a trilogy on deck, yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Working on it.
Well, they say that's the way to do it, get a trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about the plot, can you?
Sure. It starts with Kirsten Walker. She is just, she's had a rough life. Her dad died when she was very young, and her mom has really struggled to make ends meet. Now she's 18 years old and made one bad mistake one night and ended up with an unwanted pregnancy. Is feeling very hopeless until she meets her Amish neighbor, Silas Miller, and they become good friends, and he actually offers her a refuge and just sort of a fresh start in life. And so she has to marry him, she becomes Amish, and that just brings about a massive life change for her. But the real story is how she can see God's hand working through her life. She doesn't believe in God when she marries Silas very much, but as she gets to know him, as she changes her life to be Amish, then she begins to get a clear picture of how God can work through her pain.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jean DeVries, author of Bestow on Us Your Grace. What time period is this set in?
This is modern day.
Okay.
Yep.
So did it happen somewhere in Iowa, or do you say?
I made a fictional town in southern Iowa, so I know that there's several Amish communities in southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and that's kind of where I got my first inspiration for the story, was when we were driving through that area and I saw a young boy standing in his yard. So that was where Silas sort of came from. But it's modern day, fictional town, fictional people, but just a story of possibility.
And so did you do a lot of research into the Amish culture?
A lot, yes. I've read every book I think our library has on the subject. And I've done lots of hours of research just online and even just listening to their voices and listening to their, you know, their diction, how they speak has been very helpful to me in writing. So spent lots of time immersing myself as much as I could in that culture.
And so you find the culture inspirational?
I love the culture. There's something that very much draws me to the Amish way of simplicity. I love that they're just, that they take things slowly, that they value connection and relationship more than anything. And I love their love for family, the way that they just stay so connected to their own family. I just think that's really inspiring. And, you know, I can't become Amish myself, and I'm not going to turn off my electricity, but there's so many good things about their way of life that I'd like to emulate in my own family.
Well, did your female protagonist, did she adjust? Well, of course, she couldn't. She had challenges adjusting,
yes.
I bet. That's
yes.
Part of the fun of the story.
Yes, she did have challenges adjusting. She moved from a rundown trailer to a big, bustling farmhouse full of other siblings and parents-in-law, and she has to learn how to do chores on the farm, and this is something totally new to her. She hates getting the eggs from the chicken coop in the morning at first because the chickens terrify her, and learning to cook, learning to clean, learning to get up early. I mean, all of those things were challenges for her, but at the same time, she finds so much joy and freedom just in their simplicity, no vehicle to worry about, no fashion trends to keep up with, and that's very freeing for her.
And does the Amish family have a difficult transition as well, or is it just one-sided?
Yeah, I believe that it was. It is difficult for them to sort of adjust to having this outsider come in, and they have to really start completely from scratch with her. She hasn't grown up in this Amish culture. And it's hard for them to remember sometimes that, you know, she did not grow up speaking Pennsylvania Dutch the way all of their children do. So she has to, you know, she doesn't even always catch all their conversations because they tend to slip into Pennsylvania Dutch. And so there's a lot of adjusting on both sides. But the Amish family is in this book is just so gracious and welcoming to her. And that's very inspiring just to see how they fold her in.
So they didn't have any problems with, let's just say, her more worldly ways?
Mm. Yes, because she's expecting somebody else's baby, this is an awkward situation to be sure. Some members of the family do sort of have trouble warmly accepting her, but the ones that really matter just seem to step out in faith and believe that God has brought her here to us for a reason. So we are going to follow through as long as he opens these doors. We're going to continue to be the family to her and hopefully, lead her to know him.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jean DeVries, author of Bestow on Us Your Grace. Now, the baby.
Yes.
I'm sure, everybody's going to welcome a baby, right?
Right.
And
right.
So the baby isn't going to have any problems adjusting. That's
no.
How they'll be raised.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if mom has any conflicts on how to raise the baby and anything like that.
I think she feels a lot of peace. She knows that when, at first when she's pregnant, she knows that she's bringing this child into a difficult situation, that the father doesn't want to be involved. She has, her own mom who will be very busy just working to support them. And she feels, I think, just a lot of pressure of being that single parent. And so when she is brought into this Amish family and she learns, how to be a part of that, I think she feels just a great sense of peace in knowing that they're all going to help her become, a mom to this baby, because she really doesn't know what she's doing. Nobody really does with their firstborn, but they really do step up and help her. And it's sweet to watch how they all love the baby. And I think that really warms Kirsten's heart.
Yeah, it's a whole nother dimension. Once there's a baby there, you just you go with that and
that's right.
Do your best.
That's right.
Well, I don't want you to give away too much, but it sounds like there's a lot of writing possibilities here. There's just a lot of different ways that you could go and decisions that you would make and the path you would take your characters.
Yes.
Did you find yourself, you know, veering one way and then go back, or, you know, now and after it's done, do you think, oh, I should have done this or something else? Or
amazingly, this story just came to me, and it was very clear as I, at every step of the process, as I wrote, that this was exactly how it was supposed to go. And there may have been a few small portions where I, you know, rewrote a section, but the characters were so solid in my mind that it really wasn't difficult to see what, you know, how they would act here or what they would say there. And it was easy to write, honestly. And it felt like, yeah, you know, almost like God was saying, okay, this is this person, and this is what they would say, and almost like I was watching a movie or something as I was writing, so I was just able to really go off of that, and I enjoyed that, just having an easy thing to write.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't sound easy, although it does sound fun, and this genre, it's pretty popular, isn't it?
It is. It's a big, yeah. It's a very popular genre right now. And I didn't specifically write it to be popular. I just wrote it because it's something I like. It's an interest of mine. So it was fun to dabble in that a little bit.
Well, I was down at the Melcher Dallas Library recently, and there's just these Amish romance mystery kinds of things. They're just bookshelves
yes.
of them.
Yep.
Bookshelves and bookshelves and bookshelves.
Yes.
The stories are hitting, I'm presuming, women really at their heart, at their very core. Otherwise, right. they wouldn't be so popular.
Right. And I think so much of that is the Amish core, you know, that their love of family. And in this world that gets so busy and so chaotic, they have found a way to just sort of shut all of that out. And be at peace. And there are certainly struggles within their own communities. I don't want to pretend like they have the perfect utopian society. But they have found just a sweet little refuge, I think, for themselves. And I can imagine that appeals to a lot of women and a lot of people in general, just to find that sense of community and that sense of family and faith that are so tied together. So, it's a very popular genre, and it's certainly one that appeals to me.
Now, you have a book signing coming up.
I do.
When and where is that?
It will be Saturday, December 3, at Thistle's Flower Shop on the square from 10 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock noon. So, I'm very excited for that. Very excited to meet people who would love to read it, and I'd love to sign your book. And, yeah, I'd love to meet people and talk with them about it.
And let's just say that somebody's so inspired by your vision here today that they just want to go get it now.
Absolutely.
Where do they get it?
You can get it on Amazon and at barnesandnoble.com. It's online only. So you can go there and order it online and have it shipped right to you.
So it's a printed book or an e-book or both?
It's both.
Both.
You can order whatever you like.
So we get it on your tablet?
That's right.
Or get the book, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun for you watching people come through the door to come and learn about your
Definitely.
Book, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. I've been very blessed by so many people who've been so encouraging throughout this whole process, not just the right place. They've been amazing, but also just friends who've been so uplifting, and family too, who's been so excited about the whole process, even though my mom hasn't even read it yet. So she's excited to read it. My husband is making his way through it for the first time. So he's not a lover of books, but he promised he would read mine. So he's working on it. But it has been. It's been just a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to having people actually have read it and being able to talk to me about it. It seems sort of like these characters have been locked in my computer for a while, and now they're going out to the world. So I'm eager to talk to people about, you know, these imaginary characters of mine, but it will be fun.
Thanks to Jean DeVries for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.